First, let's get an update on what's happening in Somalia. There's a dramatic standoff with Somali pirates who've captured a Saudi oil tanker. And meanwhile, the U.S.-backed Somali president says his government is on the verge of collapse. Martin Fletcher of The Times of London has reported a lot on Somalia. We reached him early in The Times newsroom in London. I asked him how it was possible for pirates to pull off a feat like that in such heavily patrolled shipping lanes.
Well, they were operating hundreds of miles from where they normally operate. This was right off the coast of Kenya, down by Mombasa, well away from their normal area. The tanker was unprotected. They, as far as we can tell, shimmied up the sides and took control of the ship. The naval vessels, international naval vessels that patrol the waters off Somalia, were nowhere near.
Well, and this is yet another indication of the chaos that's going on in Somalia. The government reportedly about to collapse. The president there saying that he can no longer really hold on as Islamic groups gain more power and take over more parts of the country. What does this mean for the West and its attempt to fight Islamic extremism?
Rewind, if you will, to 1991. The dictator Siad Barre was overthrown. The country entered 15 years of civil war. It was run by warlords, feuding warlords, who turned Somalia into a byword for anarchy and chaos and violence. In the summer of 2006, there was a popular uprising against the warlords that brought to power a movement called the Islamic Courts. They were no saints, and they were very disorganized, and they included lots of extremists in their midst, lots of nasty types, but they also included moderates, and they also managed to restore a semblance of order to Somalia for the first time since 1991. I went there in early December 2006, and I found a people that were celebrating the return of relative peace and calm for the first time in a generation. But regrettably, the Ethiopians and the Bush administration considered them a new Taliban that were, in their view, bent on turning Somalia into a haven for terrorists and all sorts of Islamic extremists. And the Americans backed an Ethiopian invasion, which replaced the Islamic Courts with a so-called transitional federal government, which had admittedly been set up by the international community 2 years earlier, but had long since been overtaken by events and was led by the very warlords that the Islamic Courts had overthrown.
And this is the government now that's in trouble.
This is the government now. Entirely predictably, there was an insurgency that began in early 2007 and has grown in strength and is now very close to toppling the transitional federal government.
Is this insurgency made up of the Islamic Courts factions that were overthrown 2 years ago?
They are one of the factions. There is an extremist faction called the Shabab, which is a pretty nasty lot. Hardcore extremists, quite possibly getting arms and money from Al-Qaeda. They certainly openly support Al-Qaeda and sympathize with Al-Qaeda. And you know, the upshot is you're not going to have a government like the Islamic Courts, which had moderates in its midst with whom the West could have dealt, could have tried to engage. You know, the country has been radicalized. It's much more anti-Western than it was. And there are now a lot of very, very dangerous people who are very close to gaining some sort of power there.
Although, as you say, made up in these Islamic Courts was this Shabab movement, this terrorist group that the U.S. says has harbored terrorists that may have blown up the U.S. embassies in Kenya and Tanzania 10 years ago. So, you know, I mean, wasn't the U.S. and the West sort of between a rock and a hard place in that, well, maybe they didn't like President Yusuf, but better he than a group of a coalition of Islamic groups, many of whom harbored extremists.
To go after those three terrorists who were held responsible for the bombings of the Tanzanian and Kenyan embassies, the administration, you could argue, has in effect destroyed Somalia's best chance for peace in a generation.
Martin Fletcher is an associate editor of The Times of London. Thank you very much.
Thank you.